You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Joshua Live. I'm your host, Gary Temple Bodley. Today's show, we have a special episode for you. It's a one-on-one with Jerry. Jerry, like a lot of people, scheduled a one-on-one appointment strictly with him and Joshua, and I think you'll get a lot out of this one. I sure did. Please remember to like and subscribe to this podcast and share it with your friends. It's your best way to get other people interested in the teachings of Joshua, and I know that they will be eternally grateful. Also, leave a review. That would help a lot. All right. Enjoy today's episode. Bye. We are thrilled to be here. We see that you have chosen a specific life, experiencing the depth of the illusion of physical reality so that you could come to a point where you would say, this isn't working, this isn't what I want, this isn't how I want to feel, this is what I didn't think my life would turn out to be, the things that they all told me how life was going to work out. Well, I did a lot of those things and did a lot of those things, but I didn't feel good along the way. And you knew this would happen. You knew every step of it would happen. And you knew you'd be led by your inner self to a place where you could get to a point where you found an interest in other things, found some new information, and then came to the conclusion that, aha, there must be a different way. No one else is living this new way, but I'll bet you there is another way to live. There is another way to look at physical reality, not from the perspective of the victim that must control every aspect of their life, the money coming in, the people in their life, where they live, how they live, what they do. But there could be another way where they could go with absolute inspiration. And that inspiration would lead them on a different kind of journey. It wouldn't be the same kind of looking like success. It wouldn't be what they had been taught. It'd be something brand new, something no one else was doing. But until you could get to this new place, you had to explore who you were not, the inauthentic version of you. And so as you went around doing what you were supposed to be doing, playing by the rules, acting in your own best interest, you realized that there was no joy in that. Then you came to a place where you said, what do I truly want? What is that calling within me? Where am I being guided? I'm being guided to be in service to others. And how do you reconcile the two things? If you've been living in this old approach to life of fear and control, of playing by the rules of Western civilization to be seen as good and successful and worthy, how do you switch that up to be of service? Who are you to be of service? What do you know to be of service? Well, this is the journey that you've started on. This is who you truly are. This is why you've come here. You must understand that you are a very advanced explorer of physical reality, and you've done this many times before, and you've set yourself up in this time of awakening to be exactly where you are right now in this moment. And as you have seen the interesting events of last year unfold, and as you've seen more and more and more fear in those around you, you've stood back and you said, that cannot be the way. It is not working. There must be a new way. And so you found all the teachings that you found in the past. You found us, and you're looking for the next logical step. And so we have come here, and we're very happy to be here to maybe give you a couple perspectives that will allow you to see your life and your world in a brand new way. And with that, we'd like to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. Where would you like to start?
Thank you so much. This has been fantastic. I'd like to understand from the perspective is, I think I'm I'm moving forward in a direction. I'm trying to help people, trying to do good things for kids. And I end up alienating large groups of people.
Yes.
And as I'm trying to be of service.
Yes.
I just feel like I'm connecting with the wrong people.
Let's look at it from a higher perspective. Let's imagine that all humans come into physical reality to have an exploration as they intended in a unique way prior to their birth. So they choose when and where they're born, they choose their parents, and they choose certain conditions in their youth because they knew they would adopt certain limiting beliefs and they would be launched on a trajectory, as are all humans, to either overcome those limiting beliefs or to succumb to those limiting beliefs. Either way is fine. You see, from your perspective, you might say a life should be lived in joy. And there's no reason not to live in true freedom and abundance. And there's no reason not to discover who you truly are. And so who you are is a teacher, is a leader, and is an uplifter, is a light worker. Yet there are those who are not ready to see life in a new way. They are still exploring certain aspects of who they are not, the inauthentic version of them, for a reason and for a purpose. They're not ready to embrace new information. They are actually not in need of help. From your perspective, you say, they need my help. Look at their lives. Their lives are falling apart. They're not doing well. They're not making any money. They're unhealthy. They're not in relationships. I could help those people. I could take that rusty old lamp and shine it up and make it look like brand new, and they would be better off. But what you're doing there is you're actually thinking about yourself. How can I, Jerry, look good in the eyes of those people I help and the people who see me help those people? You see, it's actually not about helping them. It's actually still about being seen as worthy. Now, imagine this. Imagine if you said to yourself, I'm on a journey of self-discovery. That's all that is. I have a set of desires that I created prior to my birth that would help me move along that journey of self-discovery. Within that journey of self-discovery is this desire to be of service to others. But the way you be of service is to discover who you are. So the first step is to discover who you are. Once you discover who you are, once you understand who you truly are, not who you inauthentically are, once you realize that you have your own limiting beliefs and that fear has been stopping you from becoming who you truly are, once you embark on that journey, you'll have clarity. And that clarity will allow you to see that those people are not ready yet and you need not help them. Now, someone falls in front of you, you'll pick them up. But you will not hold on to them the rest of their lives to make sure that they never fall down again. In an out of alignment perspective or a limited perspective, you would say, if I help this person, I would feel good. And we say, feel good and you'll attract the people who are ready for what you have to offer. However, you have to get to this new vibrational place of acceptance and love before you will be of service to anyone else. So it's like being in the airplane. When they put the oxygen mask down, you must cover your face before you help anyone else. And you're on that journey right now to discover who you are. So give it a little bit of a rest. It's fun to play around with this idea of service to others. And you can certainly, when you're inspired, offer something to someone else. But the first part of the journey is to understand who you are. So who are you?
I was going to ask you, that's something that I ask myself every day. Is this right for me? Is this what I should be doing? I try to feel like, what do I feel when I do something? Is this right or not right? I don't know.
So are you one who is comfortable living life as a victim, trying to control the conditions, trying to make things happen, seeking validation in other people's eyes, making sure the conditions look good? Or are you one who will find alignment first, receive inspiration, understand that fear will always pop up when you're inspired to do anything, and be able to push past the fear to do these weird things you're inspired to do that have nothing to do with the old version of Jerry. The new version of Jerry can't care what people think, can't care how it looks, can't care if it looks weird, if they think you're weird, can't care where it's going, only concerned about self-discovery, only concerned about feeling better, only concerned about processing limiting beliefs, only concerned about seeing through the illusion that's placed there in front of the victim to chart a new course of the true creator of your reality. Now, you and your inner self are together in this journey of life. Your inner self is guiding you always, but you're looking over here. Your inner self is saying, go over there. And you're saying, no, 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 I'm supposed to be over here. I'm supposed to be doing these things. I'm supposed to do these things. And your inner self is saying, no, just do this thing we inspired you to do. Just do one thing today that we inspired you to do and go step by step along this other journey. And so for most of it, you're looking over here, but for some of it, you're going along. And when you listen to a podcast that resonates with you, then you know that you're going on your journey of self-discovery. Now, you can't understand where that will lead you because who you truly are is far beyond anything you could possibly imagine. That drive to want to be successful was actually the drive to understand who you truly are. Through trying to be successful and trying to live by the old approach to life, trying to make things happen, trying to change the conditions to improve how you looked to others and how you were represented outside of yourself in the conditions, the mirror, as you like to say, to you was always showing you who you were not. You see, now the feeling of excitement and interest and joy and satisfaction when you're listening to words that resonate you is perfectly aligned with who you truly are, a great and powerful spiritual leader and teacher. Now, you are a spiritual leader and teacher of yourself first. You must allow yourself to learn and grow and listen to the thoughts that are coming from within. When you are inspired to listen to a book or listen to a podcast, that inspiration is coming from your inner self. You will act on that inspiration, but literally everything that you listen to could be coming straight from your inner self, could be coming from the thoughts coming from your inner self when you are in a state of alignment, when you're feeling good and not pressured to be anything other than who you truly are, when you're relaxed, when you're just thinking. Maybe it's in the middle of the night. Maybe you're waking up at 3 a.m. Maybe it's in the shower. Those thoughts are coming from your inner self. You haven't learned to trust those thoughts fully yet, but you will. On your journey of self-discovery, it's a discovery that your inner self, who's with you in every single moment and has placed you in every single situation, is there for one purpose only, and that's to emerge in unison with you in your physical reality. This will be the awakening moment when you realize it's not just Jerry living here. In fact, Jerry is a construct you created. It's your persona. There is far more beyond that. You are actually a limitless being of pure positive love and acceptance, and you are here to do something very, very special. However, the first stages are understanding what that voice is saying and that you can trust that voice. Now, have you ever been placed in a situation before that was too much for you to handle?
Sure.
Did you feel like you were incapable of solving the problem yourself?
Yes.
How did the problem get solved?
On its own.
Was it really on its own, or was everything happening around you perfectly to resolve the situation, including inspired ideas that would come to you?
That is exactly what happened, although I didn't realize it at the time.
Exactly. You didn't realize it at the time. Now, what we're asking you to do is perceive a life where you simply exist in a certain state of alignment, where you're receptive to thoughts coming from your inner self. If you're in a state of fear, or effort or struggle or trying to make things happen or trying to change conditions, you're really receiving urges that are quite limiting. And these can manifest into changes in your reality. You might be able to buy a nice house and have a nice car and have these things, but they're absolutely limiting compared to who you truly are, what could be achieved for you. We're not talking physical trappings. We're talking deep satisfaction and joy in what you're doing. Now, imagine if you could listen to your inner self and take one small step. The inspiration could be drive this way to the supermarket instead of the normal way, or come go to the supermarket at this time, or phone this friend and ask him to dinner, or listen to this book, or listen to this podcast, or all these little things. You didn't forecast where this was leading you too far in the future. You just did the thing that's right in front of you. Imagine that if you lived completely listening to that inspiration and receiving the inspiration, but also receiving the fear that will always pop up whenever you're inspired to do anything. The fear will always be there. It'll never go away. However, you can get to a point of high levels of confidence where you can feel the fear and push past it and do the action anyway. Now imagine doing that 2 or 3 times a day. If you could do that, you'd be led radically to a new place of authenticity. You would step into a state of authority. You would not need to have credentials. You would not need to have experience. You would not need to have anything other than this union between you and your inner self, who will give you the ideas for everything you need to do that would lead to the most satisfying life experience you could possibly imagine. Now, why aren't you listening to that now?
I'm clueless. It's
because you don't really realize how it works, how that system works. Because there are 2 streams of consciousness coming to you at any time. One is the stream of fear, trying to control things, trying to create certain conditions to make yourself feel better. This is the limited stream of consciousness that almost all humans are universally hooked up to most of the time. And there are these thoughts and whispers and subtleties coming from your inner self, and sometimes grand inspirations that are very obvious. But most of the time, it's very, very subtle. To access that, you have to be in a state of alignment, in a state of joy, understanding that everything's working out, understanding that you're perfect as you are, understanding that everyone else is perfect as they are, and the conditions that exist in this moment are also perfect. Now, in that state of alignment, which is a very high vibrational state, you access your inner self, your source self, at a very high level, and the thoughts are clear. Yet, when you receive inspiration to do anything, that old ego voice of limitation says, don't do it. You're not good enough. Who do you think you are? This will never work out. If you can get to a perspective where that voice of fear is just noise and you don't pay it too much credence because it's only limiting, it's not doing you any true benefit. It is if it's a life-threatening incident where you run into a lion and it asks you to run away. But otherwise, the fear that's irrational is only there to limit you from your growth. Your pre-birth intentions are so strong that you cannot deny them. Because if you deny them, the universe will set you up in situations that will let you know that you're not going with the flow of those intentions. And if you're not processing your limiting beliefs around who you are and how this whole reality works, you're going to create inner conflict, tension, and stress on the whole system of your reality. So we're going to go to another place right now. We're going to give you a clue to who you really are. You are the source creator of your unique reality. When you are born, that instant you are born, well, actually a little bit before that, but let's just say for illustration points, the instant you emerged into physical reality, you created that reality. No one else can experience that reality. That reality is unique to you. Everything you felt in every moment of your entire life was your creation. And you are the one feeling that creation. You are the one perceiving it. And that perception of your reality was for the benefit of all, was added to the record of all perspectives, was as valuable as any other perspective that's ever existed, was equal to all, yet unique to you and only experienced by you, your inner self, and the source within you. You are the source creator of your reality. And as the source creator of reality, you are able to perceive it in any way. You could perceive it as all good, all bad, or a combination of good and bad. Your judgment in every moment is your perception of this reality, and it's all up to you. How you perceive it is the reality that you're perceiving, and no one else is perceiving that reality the way you are. Therefore, the entire universe that is your life is your creation based on your perception of it. And you can choose any perception you like in any moment. You weren't told this, but this is the reality of it. Now, as you experience this universe that you've created, which is your reality, you can add love to it or add fear to it. As you perceive something wrong is happening, you're adding fear to it. You're connecting to the stream of consciousness based in lack and fear, and you're opening up the fire hose, and it's spewing fear into your creation. And so that everything in your creation is a little more fearful. Now, when you say, I've had enough of that, you say, I am no longer going to connect to that stream of consciousness based in lack and fear. I'm going to connect to love consciousness, which is where you're at now. And I'm going to open up that hose pipe of and let love flow into it, which means you're going to accept yourself as you are. No more ever again will you ever doubt yourself or consider yourself anything other than perfect. You were perfect the day you were born when you created this reality. You were perfect at 2 years old. You were perfect at 10 years old, no matter what they told you. You were perfect when you graduated high school, no matter what they told you. You were perfect no matter what any teacher told you, or what any parent told you, or what any friend told you. You had never been anything other than perfect. This is your reality that you created. You're just experiencing it. And of course, you chose certain conditions to experience it in a brand new way that's never been experienced before. So you might have chose dyslexia, you chose your body, you chose your time and place of your birth and your siblings and parents and all the people in your young life. And you knew you'd adopt these limiting beliefs that would cause you to not remember that you're the creator of all of this. When Abraham says you're the creator of your reality, they mean you're the source, the God source of your reality. This individual to you. You are source, and you can create anything you want, but you have to realize that it's all your creation. Now, you're not alone in this because your inner self exists in the non-physical, always with you in every moment, understands, feels everything that you feel, that you're going through, knows your perspective, knows your desires, knows your man-made desires and your pre-birth intentions, knows exactly what you intended to experience. What you intended to experience was the illusion of unworthiness and the conclusion of absolute worthiness. You wanted to go from this level of illusion to this level of pure clarity. That's why you're here.
That's amazing. Yeah, because I think worthiness has been something that I've struggled with for a very, very long time. And I did almost the victim description was my life. I waited for everybody else. I thought that the only way to make money was for other people to give it to me. I thought the only way to be successful was for other people to let me know that I was successful, or to grant me that title of whatever success is. It's just recently that I'm realizing, and it's a tough concept, or I shouldn't say it's a tough concept. It's a big concept to realize you're the source. Like the fact that I've created everything around me, good and bad, it's
the biggest concept.
And it's disappointing in some ways that I did that. And it's super exciting in other ways.
Well, imagine the life you would have lived if you had always known it and had never adopted one limiting belief. There'd be nothing to learn. There'd be nowhere to grow. There'd be no new perspective to give to the rest of the universe, you see. You did this for all of us, because now we get to see life through your eyes. We get to understand what it's like to live those years, that background, this possibility, who you truly are, trying to express yourself, trying to say, I am here to give, I am here to give, I am here to give, but I need to receive first. I need to receive before I can give. I will give when I receive, which is opposite of who you truly are. You are here to give love, to bring love, to flow love fully into your life. And as the source creator, you need nothing.
It's the receiving concept that I think is just what I learned early on to say, no, no, I got this. No, 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 I don't need anything. So I've said for the last 30 years, no to people, I'll take care of it. So you just said something that just, you know, I'm trying to understand how do I receive?
Yes. So even the I'll take care of it, I'll do it all, because you are capable of doing it all, was to get validation from them. Oh, look at Jerry, he can do it all. He's so good. How come he's so great? He's so awesome, which is what you wanted, because you know that's who you truly are. Why don't they see how great I am? How come they cannot see me? Because if they knew who you were, then the illusion would vanish. It would make no sense to you.
Yeah, I mean, I listen to people. I get in meetings and conversations, and I listen to people, and I'm like, and I just literally tune out. Like, what are you talking? Like, the negativity, the problems, the whole. I can't. I can't even listen or process that stuff. I'm like, to me, there's always a choice to go forward, to do something well, and problems work themselves out. You know, but when you focus on the problem and you focus on this, and it just, so I end up rubbing people wrong, because I'm always like, great, thank you, but let's move to here. Great, yes. Thank you, but let's move to here. And people aren't ready for that.
Because you are at a higher vibration. You are not succumbing to the fear that they are plagued by. They are trying to control their conditions by complaining, by watching the news, by commiserating on how bad everything is. If only it wasn't bad, then I would get what I needed. If only I could get what I needed, then I would be happy. If only I could be happy, then I wouldn't have to be in fear. If only is the victim saying, I wish I could get myself out of this. I wish conditions were different. I'm going to have to effort and struggle to make conditions different in order to feel the things I do not feel now. Yet the universe doesn't work that way. The universe says, how do you feel? Here it is. How do you feel now? Here it is. How do you feel? Here it is. You see? Yes. So it's, if you're going to live like those complaining and seeing the problems, they cannot see the solution, because the solution is not where they want to be. They are exploring the problem. So the law of attraction brings them more problems to explore.
That's very powerful. How do you feel? Here it is. Like regarding, like, and I was talking about this before, when I'm scripting, so I'm trying to focus on alignment, and I get up in the morning and I meditate, and I pretty much follow, I think, what you had recommended.
Why do you want to get into alignment?
It feels good.
Excellent. And what is the benefit of feeling good?
Everything that comes from that is better, is happier. Everything I surround myself with when I feel good is just better.
How will your life change if you feel good?
Everything that comes to me is better, is happy, it's joy.
Are you trying to get better things to come to you by feeling good? In other words, is feeling good your form of control?
Absolutely, yes.
feel yes. good, not to create anything new, but just to feel good. Meditate on abundance, not to create more abundance, but to enjoy meditation.
That's the next step. Yeah, I get
feel
it.
Good and don't care what comes. Need to protect yourself and you'll never feel good. Worry about the future and you'll never feel good. Regret the past, resent people in the past, you'll never feel good in the present. In the present moment where you are now, would you rather be anywhere else?
No.
Would you rather have, would it do you any good if you had $1 million in the bank right now?
I'm always better with money.
In this moment, no, you can't no, be spending it because no, you're in no. this moment.
No,
it actually yes. doesn't make any difference. It only makes a difference in your perception that you'd feel more secure, you see, or that you have more opportunity or more freedom. But that's never true. That's the illusion. You have all the freedom now, all the abundance now, everything you need now. It's all working out perfectly in this moment now. You don't want to change anything now because you've created this moment. This moment is a culmination of everything you've lived through and the vibration you're offering now that led you to where you are now, whether it's talking to us or an hour from now, whatever else you're doing, it's the perfect moment for where you are. It's the mirror to where you are always, and you would never want to get rid of the mirror or to have the mirror show you something different. It's always perfect. Now, here's the key. Can you feel good in every moment?
I think it's unreasonable to ask that, but you can certainly try.
Well, what's the difference between feeling good in a present moment and feeling bad in a present moment?
Your thoughts on the
your
situation.
Thoughts, your perception of what that moment is. So if you were driving down the road and you got pulled over and the officer's about to write you a ticket, you could feel good in that moment because you could perceive that this somehow is for you. You may not know how it's for you in the moment, but you know enough about the universe to say, this cannot happen unless it's happening for me. Therefore, I appreciate this moment as I do every other moment. And in that, you unlock the key to feeling good in every moment.
That's the key to alignment.
That's the key to alignment. Now, in alignment, seeing the officer walk to the car, having him ask you for your license and registration, seeing this as a good thing and not a bad thing, you receive inspiration. And the inspiration will say something funny, something charming. And he will get the inspiration not to give you the ticket. In fear, you'll say, why the hell did you pull me over? You'll be combative. And he'll have the urge to control you and give you the ticket. This is how the universe really works. And you are in charge of all of it because you are the creator of all of it by your choice of perception, your choice to not instantly judge anything as wrong. Now, if you could reframe every single thing you think is wrong, every event that happened in your history of your life, and say that was actually not wrong, that was right. It had to happen that way because it led to everything I have now, and I would not change what I have now for anything. If you could look at your past and say everything was perfect every moment, and I was perfect within every moment, I never made a mistake, I never did anything wrong, I did what I had to do in that moment to lead me here. I did what I had to do. Everything worked out perfectly to lead me here. If you can have that level of acceptance for your past, acceptance for yourself in the present moment, then you can look at your future in a new way. You can say, aha, if every single thing in my past worked out perfectly to bring me here, and if I'm perfect at this level, the highest vibration level I've ever existed at in any iteration of any past life ever, to get where I am now, the more clarity, the more opportunity for growth, the more opportunity for freedom and abundance, the more opportunity to live the life I chose to live, then every future moment must be perfect as well. So I need not worry. All I have to do is have faith that as the creator, I am able to choose my perspective. Whenever I'm faced with any situation. If I choose the limited perspective in fear, I will receive thoughts of fear and urges to change the conditions. If I choose the higher perspective in love, knowing it's always working out, then I'll be inspired to say the right thing to the right person at the right time that will never, ever, 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 ever rub anyone wrong.
So, and I love that. And that is an epiphany type of statement. So the difference between inspired action and forced action. So if I ask somebody, hey, we're doing something, I send an email and hey, you know, and I don't hear back from them. And then I send another follow-up a week, you know, later. Is that forced or is that inspired? Even though I'm like, I should send them another follow-up to make sure they got the last one.
This is the tricky part, which will take a little bit of practice. So you have an agenda. You have an outcome you're attached to. You think that outcome should happen. Certainly, it makes sense. It's business. It needs to happen. This is how we do it. So you send out the email and surprisingly, you get no response. So you say, how dare he give me no response? I'm going to follow up and follow up and follow up and follow up until I get something back. I'm going to change that condition of no response because I feel uncomfortable. I feel fear. I feel that it should be different than it is. That's coming from a forced action based in fear. From alignment, you say, if this outcome doesn't happen, that's the best thing that could happen. If this multi-million dollar deal doesn't come through, that's the best thing that can happen. I will allow it to be as it is. I'm not being a doormat. I'm not laying down. I'm going to, in this moment where I'm thinking about it, allow it to be as it is. I'm going to put alignment first. I'm going to get back in alignment. I'm going to see this as a thing as not a good or a bad thing. It just is what it is. And I have the overall faith that the universe is bringing me everything I need. Now you wake up at 3 a.m. and you have this thought. What if I send an email to this other person? Or what if I send another email in the morning from a different email account or whatever it is? Whatever that inspiration is, then you're going with the flow, not to culminate that outcome you think you want, the million-dollar deal, but what you truly want with this, which is self-discovery. Discovering that you're actually creating all of this. Discovering that you're actually limitless. Discovering that everything that exists is perfect right now. Discovering that you're always receiving all the abundance you need to explore whatever you're needing and all the freedom you need to explore that, you see. Imagine living in that aligned state, never getting upset by anything you think is wrong, but actually seeing what you think is wrong as right, as good, as working out, and then just waiting for the inspiration to come.
Yes, that's going to take some practice.
It's going to take some practice, but even like a 1% change, even if you only do this 1% of the time, you will be exponentially more powerful than anyone you know. Because so, everyone you know is living in that old approach of controlling, 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 controlling. Everyone you know is living in the illusion that they are not the creators of their reality. Everyone is trying to effort and struggle their way to an improved condition because they think it'll make them feel something they don't feel now. Just by that little tiny bit of faith and the realization that you're creating all of this anyway. So you might as well create exactly what you want, which might be a little bit different than what you think you want. What do you truly want?
I want to be happy again. I want joy. I want love in my life.
You want satisfaction. You want to fill your universe with love. You want loving relationships, deep connections, perfect health, more abundance than you can imagine, absolute freedom. This is what you truly want. Yes. And that comes with understanding who you truly are. So until you understand who you truly are, you want all the other things to break down. If they need to break down.
That's been the struggle I ask myself, who am I? Is this what I'm supposed to be doing? That's a constant question. And even when I follow up in multiple emails or multiple things I'm following up on, I've taken different approaches where I send an email and I ask, hey, how are you today? Versus talk about forget about the project, forget about what it is. Sort of, everything good. I hope you're having a great day. That's it.
Excellent. And, excellent.
You know, just
you're trying to do stuff that, like that much higher than the vibration of the rest. And it's just another step higher and another step higher and seeing it all from a higher perspective and bringing the love into everything that you do. And when you feel fear, mitigating that fear, or at least not taking action on that fear, changing it around, thinking it from a different perspective. This will give you the power that you want. But all of this is still going to lead you to the discovery of who you truly are. And that's something that you cannot resist. Now, this level of change will happen over a few years if you go with the flow of it, if you don't try to hold on too tightly to everything that looks like you need now. It'll take you to places that you will not expect to go. It'll start altering your belief system about how the world works, what's good, what's bad, who you are in it, who everyone else is in it. And that will lead to not ease the way you think it is, to satisfaction in true service of others. And in true service, it looks like a lot of effort and struggle, but it's really joy and satisfaction. It looks insurmountable, difficult, not possible, more of a challenge than you could believe, but that's why you're here, to climb that Everest, your own Everest. It's not about relaxing at the beach or having enough money in the bank so you don't have to do anything and just watch TV. That will never work. You can go to the beach for a week, but you'll be itching to get back and to get into something. And that thing requires that you understand who you are. Because unless you understand who you are, you cannot grasp authority. You cannot stand in authority. If you have any doubts about who you are, which you always have doubts, but if you don't truly glimpse who you are, then you won't be able to stand in authority in service of those who are ready for it.
That's awesome. So, one question. So when I script in the morning and my chest gets tight, and it's always around the same time when I start scripting, no other time, what is the message I'm supposed to be hearing?
You aren't to be scripting. Jerry shouldn't script. Inner Jerry wants to script. Your higher self, your inner self, wants to come through with your hand on it. It wants you to get out of the way.
How do I do that?
Do you meditate?
Yes.
Meditate, get a pad, get a pen, ask a question in writing, and let your fingers roll. Let your hand write. Don't judge it. Don't try to force it. Just write down whatever thoughts come to you and let it fly. You are a channel. You can channel your inner self. Your inner self is waiting to show you the way towards your own self-discovery. And when you realize who you are, it'll all make sense.
Is there a difference between writing and typing?
Typing is fine.
Okay. Okay. So yeah, but I'm going to lean into this very much so.
Great.
When it comes to, like, I see wild amounts of abundance constantly. I'm not trying to manifest it or think about it, but when I script, I'm thinking it's like 300 million. It's just, numbers are insane. Things are, and I'm like, why is this stuff? But whenever I try to think smaller is when my chest feels like it's going to explode.
You have to understand who you are. You are the creator of this reality. The home you're in, you inspired the architect and the builder of that home from a non-physical place. They were born to create this home for you. The office you walk into, everyone you meet, they all were born to be a mirror to you so that you could discover who you are. Think of it on those terms. If you created the mountains and the oceans and the rivers and the valleys and the continents and the planet and the solar system and the sun and the moon and the entire thing, why would you think small? It wouldn't make sense. So just think on a grander scale. You are limitless. You can be, have, and do anything. You are here to understand who you are. And once you understand who you are, then what you will create will be so far beyond this little bank account and this little business and this little thing you have going on, that from that perspective, looking back at where you were, you will say the $300 million was ridiculously small. Because that literally means nothing. But creating something that's going to transform people's lives so they can discover who they are means everything. That's what you came to create.
And I feel that as the resistance I get, and I guess I'm forcing it on people versus letting it happen.
You're still coming from a way of, look at me, I know what I know, you should know what I know. You are being the teacher who holds the information in a safe that's doling it out like checks to people, improving their lives. You are a teacher teaching yourself, and naturally you'll be inspired to share what you've learned with others. But until you learn who you are, there's nothing to share. Because you're still teaching the old approach of fear and control. You're saying, how do I control better? Let me teach you how to control better. Let me teach you how to do this better. Let me teach you how to change the conditions better so that you feel better. Instead of saying, let me show you how I learned who I am.
That's a big statement. I think I have a fear of ever getting to that point of reaching. Do I know who I am? Do I know what I'm capable of? I can think about it and I can read about it, but the thought of like, okay, you know, and you know, I'm sorry, outside circumstances, oh, that'll happen in 6 months. That'll happen in 12 months. You just have to go with the process and lean into it.
Here's the higher idea. As long as you're going on that journey, your life will fall into place. When you're not on that journey, your life will have to show you you're not on that journey. And so your life will look chaotic, will feel unpleasant. As long as you're on that journey, sure, you'll have self-doubt. Sure, you'll have fear that you'll have to push past. But it will be joyous in all the feelings of joy, which are curiosity and interest and resonance and satisfaction and fun and meeting exciting people and having exhilarating times. All of those things are on your true inspired path with occasional bumps in the road and obstacles to overcome so that you can identify the limiting beliefs that are holding you back from moving even further, you see. So this is the journey that you want to be on. Now, that journey doesn't ever end. You'll get to greater levels of awareness that will blow your mind, but you'll still be seeking more and seeking more and seeking more and seeking more. You'll climb up a ladder where your head will be above the clouds and you'll be able to see further than you've ever seen before. But you'll also be able to look down at all those who are still in the illusion. And if you try to help those who can't be helped, you'll be dragged back with them. This is why you have to see your service in a higher perspective. You have experience trying to help those who aren't ready to be helped. From your perspective, it seems like they need help. If you hold on to that perspective, which is very limited, based in fear, you will never be able to be of true service to anyone, which is ideally an example of how you are living your true path.
That's the struggle I've hit head on, is I'm connecting.
This is the momentary obstacle that you've bumped into. That's right. All.
Yeah. And well, to be honest, it's the awareness now that I'm finally getting it. I'm like, these, they're not ready for it. I'm forcing this. And I am, I'm almost lecturing people versus trying to help people and lecturing to listen to me. I know what I'm talking about. It's very perfectly described, perfectly described.
Excellent.
But it really, that's like very, very much eye-opening. I look forward to connecting with the people that do need it.
Fantastic.
And that is tremendously satisfying and fulfilling just even saying that.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, that's very, very powerful.
We see that you have come from one level of existence at the beginning of this conversation to another level of awareness that will start to open up doors for you. If you listen to this recording two or three or four or five more times, you will see nuggets in there that will help you along your way to the next step. What you must know that every step is being inspired by your inner self. Your inner self is the only one, the only entity that can show you the way. You cannot follow anyone else. You cannot see how other people are doing it and try to emulate them. It is absolutely unique for you. And your inner self must lead you and guide you there every step of the way. If you can listen to that inner self, follow that inner self, and have the faith to push past the fear that comes up, to take the inspired steps, then everything will fall into place very easily for you. And with that, we are complete.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. That was a fascinating episode. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. There's a lot in there. You can listen to these things two or three or four times, and you'll get more information every time you do. I want to remind you that the last boot camp is starting March 15th. If you would like information on that, please send me an email to garybodley@gmail.com. Also, if you'd like to schedule your own one-on-one appointment with Joshua, send me an email also and let me know that, and I'll send you more information how to do that. So have a wonderful week, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.